East Coast Breakfast.
There's a question which I think we all have an answer to. Over the weekend, we posted this question on our Facebook. It was just one of those normal little Facebook questions like, hey, but it kind of exploded. And the question is, what's when you stop at the petrol station, so many times we go to the petrol station, I just want to get petrol. I just got to pop up. I just got to put some water in the windscreen container. But then you see the lights inside the snack shop saying,
Come to me. Come inside.
It is warm and safe in here. Come to me. It feels like it beckons you in. And you end up buying stuff you didn't plan to buy. Normally delicious stuff.
Mm. Yeah, so that was the question, right, on our Facebook. What petrol station... What's your favorite petrol station snack?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll ask you to send us a voice note on 061-792-9495. Facebook. Because this is where it all started. Jennifer says, for me, it's a Magnum ice cream.
Yeah. See, that's my
white almond.
I could be on day two of my 5-day no sugar and dairy diet, and that Magnum puts a Magnum to my head and says, eat me.
Yeah. And Carmen knows when we're traveling and I'm with Carmen.
Yeah, he must get it.
You have to, bro. Yeah.
Do you have the white one with almonds?
White almond.
Oh, you said white almond.
No, it should be illegal. It's so good.
Well, you know, Daniel has a list. He clearly is good at this. So he says it's a combo. It's a South African combo, biltong and a can of cream soda. Savory goodness of biltong being paired with a sweet fizz of cream soda. I love how much time Daniel has spent thinking about this combo in his mouth.
Yeah.
So that's not a bad combo.
Yeah.
He doesn't want fancy gourmets.
Nice.
You, Darren?
Listen, I have flashbacks to back in the day when, over 13 years ago, flashbacks. Late at night, driving home. Someone else is driving me home because it's been too much of an evening.
And you don't know her name.
And you stop.
Yes.
Stop. And that pie and a Coke, that is just the greatest taste on planet Earth.
Mm.
I understand where you're coming from, Daniel. But for me nowadays, I'm just like, now I pop in for a Wonder Bar.
A Wonder Bar. Which flavor?
A Wonder Bar. I don't know. Actually,
the it's
name
original.
Of the
brown one is the nut, what's and the green one is mint.
Green one. Mint. Nice. A mint Wonder Bar.
It works for It works for Darren because he can just pop in for a Wonder Bar because he's always got flipping cash. I'm not gonna swipe my card or tap for Wonder Bar.
Yeah, you see this.
You don't just go in and buy one Wonder Bar.
No, that's what he does. And a sparkling water.
Yeah, you see. So he bought the water, so it's fine.
Water and a Wonder Bar.
I'm always a water girl, so I get you. Sparkling water, but a Coke for me is very important. And not anything that's like a Coke.
Yeah.
Or the color of a Coke or another cool drink that's like Coke.
Okay. Yeah.
It has to be Coke. I will not drink if it isn't. So as long as it's an actual real Coca-Cola Coke, that's fine. And then chips probably. I'm not an unhealthy pie girl, but I did learn something from our producer and he does like to eat. He taught me something when we went into the garage once. He says, if you buy a pie, you get the Stary Stumpy.
Yeah.
To avoid the heartburn. So it's a combo. So the pie comes with, you have your pie and Coke, then you have the No, but guys, it works. Yeah. I've tried it with him. We've done it together.
It works.
So we've had the pie, and then you got to do the Stary Stumpy after.
Yeah.
So then you have no heartburn afterwards.
It's like, are you guys being serious?
Yes, I'm dead serious. So it's like a Stary Stumpy, but a Gaviscon. It's a Stary Stumpy. Think about
it. Did VR tell you that?
Yes, no. And it works. He's right. Okay. He's right. It works.
Does he do that after sunset as well? So when he goes out, I'll have a beer and a Stary Stumpy.
No, but I know a Stary Stumpy. Oh, my word. All right.
So what's... I know you're thinking right now, I get this. I want to know what this thing is that you get. So you went to go get petrol. The service station says you have to come in. What is your go-to snack combo or just snack when you pop in at the petrol station? Please let me know. 061-792-9495.
So my petrol station snack is a pepper steak pie, barbecue fritters, and fresh orange juice.
Good morning. So I have a mocha on the go and it is amazing as always.
Good morning, breakfast team. It's Craig here. My go-to snack has to be those caramel-filled mousse chocolate cupcakes. That used to be my thing coming back. Not about 1-2 when we're coming back after DJing in the club. That's a go-to snack.
Huh.
Guys, can I go?
Where you?
I have my keys.
Where are you going?
My phone.
What, the last time sparkling water?
We spoke about biryani and pani chow, and then I still haven't eaten it since then. Yeah. So I'm gonna go now to the garage.
Do you want
to
cross the road?
Yeah. Hopefully somebody from management is here so they can give me the card.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm gonna have to tap my card. Actually, Darren, can I have your card, please?
Yeah. Cool. Here you go. Take my card. And then will you?
I'll
get
just
me,
tap. You want sparkling water?
Sparkling water in a Wonder Bar.
Only.
Yeah.
Your Magnum.
No. Actually, I was going to say Chappies because that's what I usually take.
Oh, that's so easy.
Yeah, but Magnum is fine. White Almond Magnum.
Hi, guys. Hi. I'm actually at the garage at the moment.
You're still there. What you got?
I'm still here because I've been looking for, I've got my snacks. I got a bunch of cakes and I got myself chips. I can't find your gums, guy. They don't have Chappies. They have like all the other kinds of gums.
No, I don't want.
And Darren, there's no Wonder Bar. I'm going to have to get to
Okay, Carmen, to your left, there'll be a big red door. By that red door is management. Yeah. You go to management right now and you tell them how dare they not cater for the Wonder Bar market.
I did that already and the manager has walked away.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to him and I was like, listen, come on, what's going on? And he left.
Carmen, for me, just a substitute for Chappies. It's easy.
Yeah, it works.
Get me a white mug now. It's an upgrade.
A white
Almond.
Okay. I mean, he went very quickly from like a 50 cent something to like a 50
to like
rand
a 50 rands.
But anyway.
He really did escalate this.
You're that guy, hey? Yeah, I'm the guy.
You're that
guy. Yes, I'm the guy.
Hey, guys, I'm buying drinks. Beer's around. And then this guy's like, oh, you're paying for drinks. You don't have vodka. Double shots. All right, so listen. Hey, Carmen, keep listening. Maybe we get some suggestions here. On our Facebook, we asked that question. Sitem Biso says a cheese sausage.
Yes. Cheese sausage roll, that those, like, you know, sausage roll, just like with the cheese griller.
Okay. Lisa Lannington says at 2 a.m. pepper steak pie.
Yeah, boy. Yes, it's got that zing.
You need to Lisa Lannington your stomach
showcase
with that pepper steak pie. I love that idea.
Yeah,
I understand that. I still have flashbacks to that. 13 years clean.
Mm-hmm.
I still have flashbacks to 2 a.m. pepper steak pie.
It hasn't changed, boy. Still the best. Still the best.
All right, so Dylan, what's your favorite petrol station snack?
Good morning, East Coast Radio.
How's it?
So my go-to is the chicken peri peri pie and an Aquile Viv garden fruit.
Okay, so is there a specific time for this, Dylan? Is it 2 a.m. or 8 a.m. or like midday? Like any, is there like, yeah.
So it doesn't really matter any time of the day, but most of the time it's around the morning.
Okay.
So it's usually to get me through the day, the Aquile garden fruit.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, the garden fruits one is a win. Okay, so peri peri pie.
Damn. Okay. Thank you very much, Dylan. And I see Eurasia Gunpath from our Facebook is in the same WhatsApp group as VF and Amava, our producer, who wants to have the good things and not have heartburn. And her go-to is the mutton curry pie and a chocolate milkshake.
Okay.
That is the way to go.
Is this like this milkshake stereo stamping thing a vibe for heartburn?
For heartburn.
Okay.
Yes. For people who suffer.
From heartburn. Okay.
It is the milk option. Can you imagine you're lactose intolerant?
Ah, no, it's tough.
And you don't even have that option.
It's called Eno. Yeah.
East Coast Breakfast.